Yeah, so we are bringing to the World Journal of Clinical Oncology our retrospective study titled Demographic and Ethno-racial Risk Factors for Patients Admitted with Chronic Pancreatitis and Pancreatic Ductal Adenocarcinoma in the United States of America. So epidemiological studies of chronic pancreatitis and its association with pancreatic ductal adenocarcinoma are very limited. And the primary aim of our study was to evaluate the ethno-racial risk factor for chronic pancreatitis and its association with pancreatic ductal carcinoma. The secondary aim was to evaluate the hospitalization outcome in patients admitted with chronic pancreatitis and pancreatic ductal adenocarcinoma. So what's known so far is that chronic pancreatitis and pancreatic ductal adenocarcinoma rates are rising. You know, pancreatitis admission costed $133 million and accounted for the third leading cause of hospital admissions. There is, of course, a lack of data identifying those at highest risk for admissions for chronic pancreatitis and pancreatic ductal adenocarcinoma. So our study found that Black men between 40 and 59 year old and overweight are at significantly increased risk for admission with chronic pancreatitis. White men with higher income were found to have significantly increased risk for admission with chronic pancreatitis and pancreatic ductal adenocarcinoma. Asians and Pacific Islanders had the highest risk for mortality from chronic pancreatitis and pancreatic ductal adenocarcinoma.